The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. By encouraging new employees to apply their personal strengths to the job, companies can help their new hires become more connected with their colleagues, more engaged in their work, and more likely to stay. Reinventing Employee Onboarding, written by Daniel M. Cable, Francesca Gino, and Bradley R. Statz. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Hiring. The first day on the job at a new organization is commonly structured around introducing employees to the work environment and company culture. In addition to filling out human resources forms, employees hear about why the organization they have joined is so special. At most organizations, the goal is to show new employees how things are done around here and to instill in them a sense of pride in their new affiliation. However, the traditional methods of onboarding have some serious weaknesses. The approach assumes that organizational values are something to be taught to and adopted by newcomers. But subordinating one's identity and unique perspectives may not be optimal in the long run for either the organization or the individual employee because suppressing one's identity is upsetting and psychologically depleting. Moreover, the new employees actually may not internalize the organizational values, even if they appear to comply through external behaviors. Furthermore, socialization practices that get newcomers to behave inauthentically might not be sustainable because they do not fully engage the employee and they do not address broader issues concerning emotional exhaustion and work dissatisfaction. In studying how organizations onboard new employees, we developed a different approach, which we refer to as personal identity socialization, that had positive long-lasting effects for both companies and employees. It involves encouraging newcomers to express their unique perspectives and strengths on the job, and inviting them to frame their work as a platform for doing what they do best. For instance, a restaurant cook who is a natural social connector could apply this strength by visiting with restaurant guests and making them feel welcome. A consultant with artistic talents could design eye-catching templates for presentations and develop more powerful ways to present data. A salesperson who enjoys teaching others might share that enthusiasm with new hires, becoming a mentor. Psychologists have found that people have a deep desire to be true to their identities, which involves aligning their internal experiences, such as feelings, values, and perspectives, with their external expressions. In field research at Wipro BPO, a business process outsourcing firm in Bangalore, India, we found that Wipro was experiencing high turnover rates that were comparable to those of the industry, 50% to 70% annually. Its onboarding process was tightly organized around transferring the company culture to new employees, as is typical in many other organizations. In Wipro's traditional program, new employees, known as agents, underwent training in 15 to 25 person teams. During the first days of orientation, they learned about the company and received human resources information, after which they received 2 weeks of voice training. In the next phase, agents spent 6 weeks learning about customers and how to handle different situations, followed by another 6 weeks of on-the-job training in customer service, before being assigned to line operations. We studied whether an alternative approach to onboarding made a difference in performance and retention. We found that when socialization focused on individual identity, as opposed to company socialization, employees were more than 32% less likely to quit their jobs during the first 6 months at the company. Moreover, employees who went through the alternative approach to onboarding received customer evaluations that were significantly more positive than those who went through Wipro's traditional onboarding process. We also conducted a laboratory experiment using a data entry task to test whether individuals joining a new work environment feel that they are better able to authentically express their strengths when the company uses socialization practices that emphasize their personal identities rather than the organizational identity. We found that shaping onboarding processes around individual identity has beneficial effects on employees' job attitudes and behaviors. It increased work engagement and job satisfaction, led to lower quit rates and resulted in greater levels of performance, both in terms of the amount of data entered and the number of errors. We were able to explore the drivers of the positive outcomes. We found that giving newcomers the opportunity to express themselves at work bolstered employees' self-esteem and allowed them to express a positive identity during a period that employees often find stressful. Research shows that authentic self-expression is associated with less emotional exhaustion and less anxiety. This is important because employees who are emotionally exhausted are less likely to perform effectively and please customers and are more likely to quit. Moreover, people who feel they are acting authentically are more likely to invest energy in their work environments. By making relatively small investments in socialization practices, we found that companies can make significant improvements in employee retention and engagement. Newcomers develop a more positive view towards the organization and inject greater quality and purpose in their work. This segment was excerpted from Reinventing Employee Onboarding, written by Daniel M. Cable, Francesca Gino, and Bradley R. Statz, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or to get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.